How many of you feel just a little bit drunk? You're supposed to be. In the Old Testament, our father's people had what they called the Feast of the New Wine. Now he allowed, under the law, when the first fruits of the wine came forth, he allowed them to get just a little bit drunk. No, I'm not kidding you now. I'm going to tell you the way it is. And in getting drunk off that new wine, it was used as a laxity for their system. It purged their system of all impurities. But then he said, after then now, let's don't have any more of it. Once purged, that's enough. This is the reason why that Paul wrote Timothy to drink a little wine for their thy stomach's sake. They used it as a laxative. They didn't use it as a thing of debauchery, but it was used as a laxative. Just like you use X-lax, maybe. Surely you don't still have to do that. And health food, too. Surely you don't have to do that. Oh, the love of God flowing through His Son by the Holy Ghost makes us all one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. He brings forth anew by crushing the old. Feel the love of God just begin to drunken in your mind. This is what they felt on the day of Pentecost, and they come down in that upper room. They had that feast of that new wine. They're just as drunk as they could be. Oh, moving into their ministry. Said, "Why, these are drunken. What are they doing drunk here this early in the morning?" Oh, the juice of the grape that flows through the branch, that flows from the vine, that makes us all one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. He brings forth anew by smiting the old.
By smiting the old.
The treadmill of his love, I can hardly stand, as it moves o'er my body and crushes my soul and lets out his love that he placed inside. And the tears of his love, waters my soul. Oh, oh, the love of God, flowing through his Son, by the Holy Ghost, makes us all one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. He brings forth a new wine by crushing the old. Feel the Spirit moving in there. That he's forming in you is a new threshing instrument that he promised in his word in the last days. I'll give it to my people and they'll thresh the earth with the love of God. Our God uses this way with song and music. He treads in our soul and brings forth anew by crushing the old. Thank you. that flows from the branch,
that flows from the vine,
and makes us all one,
and the love of God
is something to behold.
He harvests my body
by crushing my soul.
Then my mother of heaven
doth ferment me with a breath
and bring forth a wine
of my ministry,
a wine fit to drink,
aged in love.
In that day shall she dandle them on her knees,
dandle them up and down on her knees,
and breathe a breath of love on them and say, go get them.
Thyself,
this will take too long,
for the master we serve
turn the water into wine
in the twinkling of an eye,
made the water into wine.
And this all done
before he entered his ministry.
Smite yourself there where you won't be struggling with it in your mind and let him crush your soul.
The juice of the grape
that flows through the branch,
that flows through the vine,
and makes us all one,
the treadmill of his love
is something to behold.
He brings forth anew
by smiting the old. thou not? And be not a green grape in the days of old. They burn the green with fire to make them mellow and flow into one. And they crush them together. May the new wine. This is the reason why, when you came in, some of you were green grapes filled with your own way, your own ideas, going to live your own life. So my Lord Jesus said, you can mature them quickly with fire. Oh, you have a choice. You can either pick the green ones out and throw them away, and I'll do them in judgment, or you can walk on them with fire. Oh, to where they mature and they all fit together. Oh, and then we can all rejoice. And now if you've got enough to confess unto me hath been done, then I'll let you walk on them in fire and cure them, and I'll save every one of them. Oh, and now it's going to take some suffering, some hard looks from your friend, hard looks from your family, accusations of Satan through them. It's worth it. Hath been received. Oh, the juice of the grape that flows through the branch, that flows through the vine, and makes us all one. The wine press of his love is something to behold, with fire on the green. He makes him fit in the hole. More favorite than that. Let me get over here. Here's a green one right here. Oh, 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 oh. He laid before me a river of fire. And he said, now I'll put the disobedient ones right in there, if that's what you want. Ooh. I said, that's what I want. Ooh. And the spirit of travail came on me so I couldn't hardly stand. Ooh. I said, that's not what I want. No. I said that in ignorance. I want everyone because you want everyone. Oh. So now I've already done my suffering. If you want everyone, then you're going to have to suffer. You're going to have to shut the mouth. You're going to cast out demons out of them, walk on them with fire and terror. Oh, and send them almost down to destruction. I don't know whether I can do that or not. And he said, let me ask you something. Have I ever brought to birth and didn't birth? Said, have I ever brought to harvest and didn't harvest? No. And said, aren't you by faith like me? Oh, hath been. Oh. And it didn't, I knew what he was talking about then, that it didn't depend on me or nothing. All I had to do was confess his ability to do it. Oh, and it just move right on in it. Hath been blinded by the love of God to the opinions of his people. As you walk on them with fire, cause you see the latter end, reward is so great, as they're crushed together in the love of God. Nature released on earth, but the love of God by far is the strongest. It brings in the obedient, burns the wicked with fire. Gifts of the Spirit and the breath of his love, as my mother of heaven shakes my vessel, ferments the wine in something to be used. Oh, the love of God is something to behold in waves of love. He crushes my soul and releases into my body, binds them all together in one, and brings forth the likeness, the likeness of his Son. Promise.
in the age of grace, as it comes forth in glory, day after day. Be the feast of the new wine, for ages forever, drunk in my spirit. My people live in the bliss of my love. Continually. Every mountain shall run down continually with my new wine. Remember? Dripping with my honey. Ooh, you know they put honey in the wine to make it age quick. Oh, you didn't know that, did you? Ooh. And every valley shall be filled with my new wine. And every hillside shall be a vineyard. That produces my new wine continuously. That the old running down into the new vineyard will harvest the new continually. Oh, and keep continually the flowing of the new wine in the earth. Then shall come to pass in that day, they shall not say, I'll plant a vineyard and another shall reap. But they shall say, I'll plant a vineyard and reap my own. Oh, the juice of the grape flows from the branch that flows from the vine, makes us all one. Wine press of his love moves o'er my soul. It makes me drunk in the love of God. Some grapes get too hard, too set in their ways. But you take a young grape and put them together and squeeze with love, and they both become one. In the wine press of God that harvests my soul. I also use this principle. I also use this principle on some of you old hard heads I've been messing with for years. Didn't I? Took some of these young grapes, got them ripe real quick. You old dry, hard way, you wanted to stay in it, you know. Took some of the young grapes and got them real juicy and just ready to harvest, and pressed you together with them, and you didn't have a chance. You didn't know that or what had happened to you if they cast it down at the house, did you? You'd be putting with your young folks an old, hard, religious grape. Lord, there ain't no chance for her. Lord, Jesus. Oh, yeah, put a new grape. Lord. One, look, press it up together. It's the first thing you know. You can't tell one from the other. Listen, God got wisdom you don't even know about. The love are never failing. Once the love of God gets started, it never fails. You may not understand it till after it's over, but it never fails. Oh, the juice of the grape. The old with the new. All crushed together. Brings forth the new wine. The new grape softens. The old heart. And the old heart mellows the new. Oh, the love of God is something to behold as it moves in love, crushing my soul. Some of you new grapes that were just about ripe, you didn't know I was putting you up against these old hard-headed ones, you know, like old Silas over there and old Jumping Jones and Buddy Jones over there. And you didn't know I was putting you up against you if you'd sort of soak up some of that wisdom they'd received over the last 14, 15 years about business and like a slothfulness. You didn't know that, did you? But neither one of you have anything to brag about, neither do I. God did it. But our boast is in the Lord. And he allows us to magnify his name to heaven. Oh, the juice of the grape. That flows through the branch. That flows through the vine and makes us all one. All crushed together in the treadmill of love. And the pure wine does flow, cleansed by his blood. Oh, the snow on the mountain does melt with fire. And the water runs down into the new vineyard and brings forth a harvest with the breath of love. Then all are reaped quickly in the winepress of his love. The mystery of the snow on the mountain? Hurry, stand right there. Mountain of God, head and hair whited wool, with fire moving in him. And the new ones that you bring in, they don't have to go through all what you went through. They move quickly through those three gates, out on that sea of glass, right up into his face, And that snow, head and hair, white as wool, white as snow, melts with that fire and that love that you've already got matured, moving in you, and that ability to lead them to him. And it melts right down on them and brings forth that fruit quickly.
Oh, the breath of his love that mellows my wine and moves inside me, aging all the time, till I flow forth in power, love and fire, and harvest the new grapes in the matter of an hour. Oh, 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 oh. His plan is perfect. You need not change him, nor add anything on. It's perfect without a flaw. He brings forth the old and mellows with love and brings forth the new and crushes with his love. Ah, oh, 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 oh. Not a mule, and hard in your head. Quit thinking with your head, and let love come alive, and move by the Spirit in the mysteries of God. And escape the old way in the wine press of his love. Oh, oh, oh. Jackass and pray before our God all of our hard-headed ways and tell him how to do, but yield in thy soul and let the Spirit of love crush out the old ways, mysteries of new.
I found out a long time ago that religion had made a jackass out of me. And I would have bringing out a lot of my old stuff to the Lord that he didn't even want to hear. Some of you are still hard-headed. You haven't found that spirit, that the Lord revealed his mysteries through the Spirit and the working of love.
He doesn't have any use for your ways at all. And he's not even listening to those brands of religion. Once he gets started right down in there, he crushes the head and all. Be thou not a jackass.
Be obedient in love.
Led by the Spirit.
Not your carnal mind.
For the carnal mind
is an enemy of my Father.
Reserved for fire.
If it fits not in his love.
We used to have a sin, and the Lord brings it back to my mind. I used to box quite a bit. And we thought the most stupid person in the world, was the one that led with his head. They always got their block knocked off. That's what religion made a lot out of you. You lead with your head, and he knocks your block off. Now you keep leading with your head. Instead of being drunk on this new wine, you'll be punch drunk from the judgment blows of God. That's what always happened. You'd see those old boxers always led with the head in stupidity. You'd see them after they got through beating on them a little while, they'd be going around. Exactly what'll happen to you, you keep leading with your head. Because the scripture called God a fighter. Said the fist of God is like a hammer. Said it beats down the wicked and raises up the obedient. Now if you want to keep leading with your head, go ahead. I guarantee you his fist is harder than your head. And it's a fist of fire.
Be not a jackass,
as a religious man,
and lead with your head,
not obedient heart,
but yield unto the Spirit,
the Spirit of love.
And let him crush you together
in the winepress of his love.
Another thing to mind, I want to get it very plain. I want to tell you exactly what's happening to some of you.
Used to instruct a little, boxing, jiu-jitsu.
Young boxer come to me,
say, why is it I have these terrible headaches after every fight?
You're leading with your head, bud.
Supposed to lead with your left, or if you have the ability to lead with your right.
Don't lead with your head. Don't lead with your jaw. You always get headaches from that.
Now you've got the source of some of your problems.
Still lead with your head. Lead with your jaw. Your old way. You've set your jaw in your old ways. And thank not that you're going to get away with it, because the fist of God will keep giving you headaches. Oh, one day after all the long sufferings, he'll stop headaches and that fist will turn into fire. You're no more. My advice, quit leading with your head and your jaw. And just yield to that love, let him just crush you all together. Oh, why am I having so many hard lugs than anything coming in leading with your jaw? Leading with your head. You get the point, don't you? Okay, enough said. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. It releases all his mysteries and deliver everyone if they'll turn at his rebuke and yield up their soul. Then immediately he crushes them, makes them all one. Finished for this time. I've picked out all your problems and thrown them in the wine. If you would like to follow, the sea of glass is open. Come thou to the glass and be crushed in the wine. Oh, the love of God is something to behold.
Trying around that Venice devil old come you again. What are you doing to do that for? Again, you got that smiting thing to smite you. Ooh, that love of God has smite that thing out of you. Ooh. Ooh, thank you, Lord, for teaching me. Oh. Oh. Smite him. Just smite him real easy on the back of the head. Help him. Smite him. That's the way. Oh. Right on the head. Just smite them all. Right on the head. Oh. Listen, you all have been crushed. Go around and smite them for me. Go all around and get them. Oh.
I'll give you enough where you won't have to go up there. That's enough, man. Hey, get up. Get her up there. Walking around on the outer edges of it and just getting a little touch of blessing every once in a while. Get on in there, hold. You feel it pulling on the inside of you there, hold. Oh, you need to jump in it. And you'll begin to move into this power quickly. You don't have to wait. You say, well, a lot of these folks are a lot ahead of me. That's not true. Didn't you hear what the Lord said tonight? You that come in last, he makes first, and he does it quickly. I mean, he doesn't play with it. Oh, you know I know what I'm talking about, don't you? Hath been given unto me. Hath been given. Hath been received. Hath been obeyed. Hath been made one. In the wine press of his love,
in the wine press of his love,
we all look alike.
We all look alike.
The first and the last.
The first and the last.
They're all one. When a new one comes in,
they get the honor seat.
The first seat of love,
the first seat of love.
And all minister to them, and they crush them with love, into his wine press. And quickly as a flash,
and quickly as a flash,
they're all made one.
They're all made one.
Oh, the love of God, is something to behold.
It moves his treadmill
in love of my soul. And it makes me drunk,
and it makes me drunk,
on the love of the new wine,
on the love of new wine.
And I speak his words,
speak his words,
not out of my mind.
Naturalize him.
Let his eyes of love,
his eyes of love.
look on everyone. Let his eyes of fire,
search inside them,
and burn up the green things,
and
crush them in one.
And mellows me quickly,
a vessel he can use.